This year, the Perseid meteor shower is ruined by a nearly full moon. So let's make the moon the scapegoat for other problems, too. It's not so weird. Folklore has long endowed the moon with various powers. The word lunatic comes from the ancient belief that the moon could cause mental illness. Others think crime increases near the full moon. And many medical professionals in maternity wings insist that births increase during that phase. None of that is true. That the full moon does not foster mental illness is confirmed by the lack of increased psychiatric admissions during that time, and a Dade County study found no link to crime. As for the month's influence on menstrual cycles, its 29.5-day sequence of phases does not parallel the vast majority of women. But recent studies let us replace those old myths with new lunar powers. People have always noticed the moon's synchronicity with the rise and fall of tides. More recent science credits the moon with an 8-inch tidally induced deformity in crustal rock. And in the 1990s, science confirmed the moon's ability to generate an atmospheric tide, a gaseous pulse that creates daily changes in air pressure. These may help explain the link between lunar phase and cloudiness, hurricane formation, and precipitation. Also, at the time of full moon, the temperature of the lower 4 miles of the atmosphere increases by 0.02 degrees. Other researchers think the statistical increase in thunderstorm activity observed around full moon may be caused by clouds being seeded by the moon's modulation of meteor dust. Studies from 2016 confirm a 1% rainfall variation with the moon's phase. So the moon is this month's goat. If skies are clear Sunday and Monday nights, a nearly full moon washes out the Perseid meteors. If cloudy, then it's not meteor showers but rain showers we might blame on the moon. It can't win. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.